Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and with me today is...
Hi, Mom. I'm
my oldest child, yes. My elder daughter, Shelly
Brim Baggett.
Mm-hmm. I still have to think about it.
Well, I understand, sure.
But anyway, today as we're recording this, we're here at Prayer Mountain. This is, of course, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I think about that word, One Witness. And think about the witness that the Lord has let me see and be around and witness the life of one of the great ministers of all time,
yes,
Brother Oral Granville Roberts. Mm-hmm. Now, we're doing this on the 16th of December. It will be broadcast later, Christmas week Monday. Mm-hmm. But Brother Oral went home to be with the Lord yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I want you to read those scriptures, Shelley, please, that we talked about to begin with.
Oh, yes. This is found in Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
You know, we were just talking, Shelley, how you of course, have studied Hebrew, and you know the word for light.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Or.
Which we would spell.
O-R.
Which would be the initials of?
Brother Oral Roberts.
Mm-hmm. And then the first part of his name is Oral.
Mm-hmm.
Or all would be a light upon, you would say it in the Hebrew. And an interesting thing about when he went home, when I found out he went home, I was not near my Hebrew calendar. And I say Hebrew calendar, it's the God calendar.
Right.
It's not the Hebrew calendar. And I said, Shelley, I think there may be something about the day he left. And you looked up and you found out what?
It's in the middle of the Hanukkah, the lighting of the candles, and it's in the middle of that.
And the New Testament calls it the Festival of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
It says that Jesus was in Jerusalem during the Festival of Lights. Mm-hmm. And I thought he went right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's 8 days, Hanukkah, and he went right in the middle of it. And I thought about his life and I thought about his death. And I was immediately kind of stunned because of what the Lord had said to me about when he would go home.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, you were with me down at Brother Copeland's. I don't know what year that was. It's been about 5 years ago or so. We were at the minister's conference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at the table eating a meal. And there at the table were Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and Evelyn and Richard, not Richard, but Oral Roberts and you and I. And Brother Roberts just said right out plain, I'm going to go home when I'm 87. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, Brother Roberts, please don't go home when you're 87. He said, well, I am. I know what happens to the human body, and I'm not going to live like that. I'm just going to go on home.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, Brother Roberts, I didn't want you to go. I wanted you to come to our Prayer Mountain prayer meeting in the fall. He said, then Evelyn piped right in. She didn't give him a chance to say anything. She said, oh, he won't go anywhere. He doesn't like to travel. But she said, I do, and I want to come to Branson. And she said, when he leaves, I'll come.
Well,
so they were all planning for him to go when he was 87, and then she's going to start traveling.
Yes.
But as we all know,
she traveled all right.
She traveled all right. She traveled far beyond Branson.
She traveled through heaven. And
exactly. And so I remember when she left, Brother Roberts, you know, ministered at her memorial. Mm-hmm. And he said, today I have planted
my biggest seed.
Bless the Lord. He knew all about seed time
yes,
and
did.
Harvest. Mm-hmm. Well, thinking about that, in 2007 in the summer, your brother was going to go to work for Oral Roberts University that next year. And I was going to be in California preaching. And I said, come go with me, Chip, and let's go see Brother Roberts. Since you're going to be there, I believe that what God has spoken to him about that university, I so believe in, Shelley.
Oh, yes.
You know, we did programs about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went, and he agreed. He asked us to come to his home and come for lunch. So we went early enough in the day for lunch, and we had a most marvelous time. Mm-hmm. Chip had a back injury, and he was having Dr. Weider treat it.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And he couldn't hardly move.
Mm-hmm. From an old football.
From an old football injury. Mm-hmm. And when he came in, Brother Roberts laid hands on him. And I got a 7-page letter. After we went to Brother Robert's house, he wrote me a 7-page letter. And I'm going to read you some today from that letter. He spoke about Chip, what a splendid young man Chip is, anointed, loving, discipled, and committed to ORU's God-directed ORU athletic mission. But then he said, I felt God's healing power touch his back. Chip said the fire of God went into his back when Oral Roberts touched him. Shelley, that was 2007. He has not had one bit of trouble since.
Praise God.
And that was an old since. You remember the night he got hurt in the football game with Ulaga.
Well, yeah.
And so we just were thinking about that, you know, and about the power of God.
Wow.
And then, but as we went there that day, when we flew there,
mm-hmm.
And at that time, we had a private plane, and in the plane as we were going there, the Lord said to me, I want you to tell Oral Roberts something. I want you to tell him that with some men, they can choose the day of their departure like was written through the Apostle Paul, but two men cannot. It is in the sovereign plan of God, the day of their departure. Those two men are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. When they depart Earth, there will be a major shifting in the heavenlies. When they depart, there will be a major shifting in the heavenlies. We had quite a day there with Oral Roberts that day. And in fact, it was so unusual that Brother Roberts wrote in this page, in this letter, how he was literally, he said, as for you, dear beloved friend and associate in the gospel, your prayer of laying on of hands on me penetrated my whole being. Suddenly I was transported into a totally new dimension. It reminded me of St. Paul, whether in the body or not, I know not. And a miracle touched my chest and voice box. It has lingered with me, and I still feel it in my body. We had such a day that day. The room just filled with the presence of God. And Brother Roberts, too, received a healing that he needed in his voice. But then, as he wrote on in the letter, and I'm going to go over to page 6 of the 7-page letter, he said, finally, please know that I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen. And you see here, Shelley, he printed that something extraordinary. He wrote the letter, but he printed those words in all caps. I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. My response is to continue obeying God and walking through the valley of the shadow of death, not lying down in that valley and giving up. I am at great peace. I fear no evil, for Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is with me. Blessed be his name. With my whole heart, Oral Roberts. So, of course, when I heard that he had gone on to be with the Lord, and then I knew that God had spoken to me in that airplane and said, at his death, there will be a major shifting, at their deaths, there will be a major shifting in the heavenlies. And then I was considering what Brother Oral Roberts had said about that. And so my thoughts then went, today is Wednesday in the natural. It's a Monday when you're hearing this, but this is recorded the Wednesday before you hear it. And I was thinking about our prayer meeting that we have here every Wednesday. You can go online. We had quite a meeting today. You can go online and archive it as I'm sure it's listed as December 16, Wednesday 16. And I was thinking about that prayer meeting, and the Lord spoke to me. Because we've been thinking about power and dunamis power and praying for an awakening. Mm-hmm. And the Lord spoke to me this morning and said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Mm-hmm. Other men lap the power. As if it is a burning bush, they run laps around it. They look at it, they talk about it, even preach about it, mm-hmm. but they don't tap it. Mm-hmm. Brother Roberts knew how to tap that power. Mm-hmm. And in praying here for an awakening, that's what we're praying right now. Mm-hmm. We're praying that we will have a manifestation of that power of God.
Yes.
That Brother Roberts operated in.
Mm-hmm.
You have known Brother Roberts in childhood and heard about him and talked about him. And your husband, Bob, worked for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, your husband, tell about what he used to watch the Power of God on television.
Mm-hmm.
He would go to the Fringe Church. Mm-hmm. Tell about that.
Well, he was just amazed as a little boy that while he's waiting for his mom and dad to get ready to go to church, he would watch. He would be all dressed up for church, little kid, watching on a little black and white television screen this man who was Oral Roberts, and watching the miracles as Oral Roberts would pray for people. And as a kid, he would think, now that's what I want at our church. Why is it boring there? Why is there no power there, no miracles there, no healing there? And every Sunday, he would hurry up and get ready so that he could watch on the little television screen the power, the miracles, through Oral Roberts' ministry. And so then years later, of course, Bob worked for him, and he talked about meetings as an employee. And Brother Oral Roberts would, we could hear him before you would see him. And that these employees would be gathered around the table, and you could hear those cowboy boots, you know, walking mm-hmm. down the hall. And he would walk in. And not that you worship him, but, you know, he carried kind of like what you read in Ephesians.
An anointing.
Where it says that you may know the glorious inheritance in the saints. And you think about that.
Right. Well, I think about Bob, your husband. What he loved was miracles.
Oh, he did.
And just before he passed away, he turned to you and said, what?
Well, just about 11 hours before he left, we were having a turkey and cheese picnic.
You're going to have to kind of hurry it up. We just got a few seconds.
And he just said, Shelley, don't be afraid of the power of God when it manifests itself in your meetings. You may not be able to finish your points in your sermon because the power of God fell and he wants to perform miracles.
Yes. So he said, don't be afraid of the power.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to heal, let him heal.
Right.
Now, we talked about that. We're going before the Lord. What is it that's happening now in the heavenlies? And we invite you to tune in to our archived prayer meeting to find out more about that. And we had plenty of time to talk about it there. We spent, I think, about an hour and a half. Some of the things I'm going to share shortly here. So this is Billy Brim and Shelley saying shalom until tomorrow.